Hi, this is Ken McElroy. In every business and in every industry, there are people who just seem to drip with success. They seem to know all the right people, make all the right decisions, be in all the right places at exactly the right time. Real estate investing is no different. In every city or town, there seem to be real estate tycoons that struck it rich through real estate. It's easy for onlookers to think the achievements of these golden few are the result of luck. But luck has absolutely nothing to do with it. About 18 years ago, I decided I was going to be one of the people I just described. I was going to make my own success, be my own boss, and achieve financial freedom. And I chose property management as my route. Call it instinct, call it impatience, call it burning desire. I wasn't about to wait for a lucky break or a magic charm. I set out to make my dream happen, and I did it through action. In the early days of my first property management and real estate deals, there was a lot of trial and error, and I made my share of mistakes. But for every mistake I made, I learned 10 lessons and got smarter every day. I started to see patterns, discover formulas and systems, and develop a network of people I could count on. It took time, and it took work, but the more I pursued my dream, the luckier I felt, and the more often magical opportunities presented themselves to me. Maybe there is a bit of luck and magic in success, but it's luck and magic that comes from working hard and being prepared. At the Rich Dad seminars, where I often speak, I see people all the time who are taking the first steps toward future success, much like I did nearly 2 decades ago. Many have what it takes, the drive and desire that will help them overcome obstacles and be prepared. Unfortunately, I also see at the seminars some who lack what it takes, too. They are the ones looking to get rich quick and have little or no idea of the commitment required to achieve business success. Others have a lot of desire, but lack the technical skill and the knowledge that can only come from an experience. I wrote this for them. This is not a get-rich-quick audiobook. Instead, it is a book that will disclose proven methods, remove the unknowns, and shorten the learning curve for anyone who chooses investment real estate as his or her path to financial freedom. Before we get too deep into the how-tos of finding, buying, and managing investment property, let's take some time to drive out a few myths. Myth number one, you have to already be wealthy to invest in real estate. People think they need to have a large lump sum of money to invest in real estate. They think it is like saving for their first home, or that it is something that they can only do once they have made their fortune elsewhere. Both of these thoughts couldn't be further from the truth. You don't need hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank to invest in real estate, and you certainly don't need millions. All you need is a good real estate deal that makes sense, one that has profit potential and is based on solid financials. My partner and I have been working this way for years. My very first investment deal was a condo that I bought furnished and then rented out. It was a 2-bedroom unit that I put into a rental program. People who wanted to get away from it all could call up and rent my condo or one of 100 others for a weekend getaway. A cool $116,000 was what I paid, and I put down $20,000 out of my own pocket. You're probably thinking, see, I knew you had to have some cash to get started in this business. Well, I did that deal before I knew better. Contrast that with a more recent acquisition of a 182-unit apartment community in Sun City, Arizona. The total cost was $9 million. Before you eject this CD and say, this is out of my league, let me finish the story. The down payment was $2 million, which we raised from other investors. My out-of-pocket was zip. I gave the majority of the ownership to the people who lent me the down payment and took 10% from myself. In essence, I formed a partnership with them. The deal was the hero. It was so good that people wanted to be part of it. What I've come to know is that there are a lot of people looking for good real estate deals. Today, my partner and I have people literally standing in line who want to invest in our next real estate venture. Not because we're anything special, but because we are thorough. We look at a lot of deals and choose only the ones that are financially viable. We also communicate with our investors and treat them fairly. They make money when we make money.